Principles of faith, the belief in one God, the angels of God, the books of God, the messengers, the day of judgment, the hereafter, and the destiny of God. You guys agree to all this?
It's called
So Amir and DJ, I was explaining to them about Islam. And Alhamdulillah, all praise be to God. They have understood what Islam is, about the oneness of God, about who is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who is Jesus, peace be upon him. And now they wanted to formally embrace the faith of Islam, inshallah, by proclaiming the Shahada, the testimony of faith. Are you guys ready?
Wonderful. Interesting about these things, you know.
Basic, fundamental things.
We're going to be in TV.
That's right. That we see.
Have you read the book?
So I'm going to say this in English. That I bear witness that there is no other God besides one God above, and I bear witness the Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Congratulations, brother. Welcome to Islam.
See, that's the same declaration. If you say you were living during that, you come from a Christian background, believing in Jesus, but now when I ask you, you believe that he was God, was sent by God, you believe that he was one who was sent by God, just like Moses and Abraham, and the last incarnation of the Prophet Muhammad, who called the people to only worship the Creator and not his creation. That's Islam. So we've been going over this back and forth, and finally you guys want to accept Islam. Submission to the will of God. Is this correct?
God bless you, guys.
Correct? How are you?
I don't know if I'm
there. Okay. The dilemma here is what I was telling the brother. He said that he wants to get good and then come into Islam.
I don't do anything halfway.
Halfway. So what I told the brother, I said, look, if you have the ingredients, then make the soup because we're hungry. So we got the ingredients. In Islam, you come in bad and you leave good. Or you never leave. But what I mean is you come into Islam bad, Islam makes you good. Is that right, sister? Right? Islam is what helps you become the best human being that you can be. The best character, the best behavior. All right? I get an amen, right?
Educated man.
An educated amen. Man. Encourages you to read. Encourages you to become the best in society. Right? You can't do it on your own. Right? You need a vehicle. Islam is that vehicle. Islam is what gives you what you need to be the best. That's right. Okay, so repeat after me. We're going to go and take the first step. And that's that, like, look, you're in court. You say, I swear to tell this truth, the whole truth. So help you God. There's a testimony to everything, right? When you see somebody who's committed a crime and the police caught him, they say, will you testify that that's your wallet? That's what you won't have a problem. You say, yes. Now, God is asking us to believe that he's the only one worthy of worship. Are you ready to testify to that? Or are you going to hold back? With your wallet, you would have testified, right? That's a material thing. Will you testify and swear to that God is the only God that I'm going to worship? There's no other God except God, Allah. Are you ready to do that? If you love God, you're ready to do it. That's right. He's taking off the cross, mashallah. Now repeat after me. Repeat after me. Okay, repeat after me now. We're almost there. Look.
Muhammad is the final messenger of God.
Repeat after me. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
An la.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Allahu Akbar. You guys are Muslim. That's it. God promises the one who accepts Islam. Does his will. Everything that you did yesterday of sin, that you have done the worst of things, you are like a newborn baby. You're like a newborn baby.
Right?
You start from the beginning. All right? You start right from the beginning. Now it's about, look, establishing the prayer, okay?